just talking with R.J. Taylor during the break here from Old Blue USA. And, of course, we've got the Ask the Law Marathon going on. If you get a copy of The Trucker, drivers, if you get a copy of The Trucker, if you check out the May 1st through 14th issue, there is a feature there called Ask the Law. And there is a picture of Senior Trooper Monty Dial with the Texas Highway Patrol. And this is when Monty was visiting with us at the Louisville Truck Show. And it's a great article. And, folks, you can go to RJ's website, askthelaw.org, and send legal questions on to RJ. And he will send it out, and we'll get the information that you need. And they've got to click that red button, right?
That's right. If they don't use the red button, it goes in the trash.
It goes into the trash, so use that red button. But a great article if you do have a copy of The Trucker, and it's a great photo of Trooper Monty Dial that I'm looking at. He is with us in studio, and we're here doing the Ask the Law Marathon. 888-782-5966 is our phone number. And what I'm going to be doing from here on out, drivers, I'm going to be what's called shortening up our breaks. In radio terms, that means we're going to take out the clutter so we can get on as many calls as we possibly can. We are going to be doing this tomorrow as a public service to you guys, to you ladies out there, and we thank you for being out there and keeping us informed about what's going on. Let's go right to the phones. Gus has been holding very patiently in Texas on line 6. Hello, Gus. You're on the panel. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, sir. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, sir.
Okay. When I was 11 weeks ago, I broke my right wrist. The doctor gave me a clearance to come back to work and stuff. My wife is riding with me, and she's been doing all my paperwork for me because I'm right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And am I violating the law by letting her do my law book?
That's a great question. Great question. RJ says no. He's shaking his head no. Trooper Bunny Dahl, what do you think?
Gus, the regulations state that you have to be the one that completes the logbook.
RJ's looking at you like, wait a second.
Okay. Well, Trooper Dahl, the trouble is, you know, like I said, I am not left-handed. So anything I write down is completely, totally illegible.
Hey, Gus,
it looks like a scratch.
Gus, hold on a second.
Gus, you ask me to answer a question. I want to tell you what the legal answer is. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm going to go out there and write you a ticket because your wife is filling your logbook out.
Okay.
But the regulations state that you are the one that has to complete the logbook.
So he's going to be writing this in his left hand.
Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out what the definition of complete is.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean finish?
Does that mean
it means finish?
Does that mean finish, guys?
Well, now, she knows everything.
What's in the dictionary?
I tried to sign my name to it. That's the one part I have been doing.
You have signed it.
She's also lying and writes down my thoughts.
Okay, so
you signed it.
Okay, yeah.
All right, that is, I don't know, has anybody got Webster's Dictionary? What is the word complete?
Right.
Does that mean finish? And see,
well, I think that's the
I have to go back to the
Is that your cell
to
phone
the ballet,
going?
Yes.
My goodness. That is a loud ballet cell phone you got there. But no, that's an interesting point, though, Gus. I mean, whether or not it's legal. But Trooper Monty Dial, I mean, from the regulations, it states that he's got to be the one that's got to finish up those logs, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, I don't think anybody's going to question what your wife is doing. But in 395.8, which is the regulations dealing with the logbook, and it says that it has to be done by you. You are the driver.
Okay. And the second question I had, I live where Hurricane Rita came in down there at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In southeast Texas. My house is heavily damaged. We're staying in a camper at my son's house in the next town. I still get my mail at my residence. Do I need to change my driver's license for the next 3 months, or can I just keep it like it is?
Just leave it like it is.
Okay.
Leave it alone, yeah.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
When's the earliest I can renew my license?
Do you have hazmat endorsement?
I'm going to drop it. I don't need it with the company I'm leased to.
If you're not going to renew it with the hazmat, they will renew it 90 days prior to the expiration.
What if he does have hazmat?
If you have hazmat and you want to renew it, they will start the hazmat process 1 year prior to the expiration.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Gus, good luck. Thank you, man. Good luck to you. Thanks for calling in.